This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Scott Howell.
Hello, neighbors of Cleveland and Chattanooga. Welcome to another edition of the Good Neighbor Podcast, brought to you by the Friends and Neighbors Group of Tennessee. My name is Scott Howell, and I'm your host. Joining me today is our good neighbor, Eric Hickman, owner of Hickman Pro Wash. Thank you for being with us today, Eric.
It's no problem. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Of course, we've met today to learn a little bit more about yourself and your company and what you have to offer. Before we get started, let me ask you, would you like to share a little bit with us about yourself and your family?
Sure. I'm Eric. I'm 29. I've been in the Chattanooga area since 2019. I have spent the majority of my career in emergency services. I'm a firefighter paramedic. That's kind of like my day job. But a few years ago, started Hickman Pro Wash with my wife, and our two dogs help from time to time. I've been in the exterior cleaning business since then. But a native to Chattanooga, I really enjoy the area. I've been around Tennessee my entire life. So,
yeah, Chattanooga's a beautiful area. So tell us a little bit about your business. What is it that you offer to our listeners?
Yeah, so I Hickman Pro Wash is an exterior cleaning company. We work with both commercial and residential customers to provide exterior cleaning solutions. That's a fancy way to say it. Truthfully, what we do is provide a range of services that help clean exterior buildings or other kinds of property. But one of the most popular services we offer is soft washing. It's a form of pressure washing. Another service we offer is roof cleaning. We also do, in the industry, what we call flat work, but that's primarily, concrete cleaning, pool patios, patios out back, porches, all that kind of, all those kinds of services. We clean all those, surfaces, with the various techniques that we use.
Okay. Yeah. It's definitely a needed thing after time, things tend to get a little dirty and turn black, don't they, on the outside?
Well, especially in our area, too, because a lot of people don't realize it. Because of the high moisture content in the air, comparable to like some other areas, it's makes an obvious place for organic growth to kind of develop. And what a lot of people don't realize is generally when they see it, it's already been growing for some time. So, when they need to get it cleaned, it's obviously important, but it provides a lot of benefits, obviously.
Well, tell our listeners about your journey. How did you get into your business?
Well, to be honest with you, I kind of just stumbled in it. Like I said earlier, I've been in emergency services since I was essentially 16 years old. I haven't been a firefighter paramedic that entire time, but I've gone between a couple fire departments and emergency service agencies, and have loved that work and continue to love that work. But what a lot of people don't realize is it's not your typical 9-to-5. We work shift work, and most weeks I have 3 or 4 days off during the week that I can contribute to other projects around the house. And I was just needing something kind of to do something next to fill my time, and stumbled on pressure washing as a good kind of service to offer. And that's where it really got started. I saw some stuff on social media and learned as much as I could, started doing work for family and friends, and then it just kind of mushroomed from there, and was able to open the business and build a brand new trailer and this, that, and the other. And it just kind of mushroomed from there.
Okay. That's a good journey. Good story. Yeah, can you tell? And also, I'd like to say we appreciate your service to the community and what you do with being a firefighter. We appreciate that, or emergency services, whatever that is you're doing now. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
Can you tell us about any myths or misconceptions maybe that people hear about what you do?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question, because I'll answer it in two ways. The first way is I'll say this. A lot of people, you know, when they purchase property, whether it be, you know, a commercial storefront or, you know, their home, I don't think they always think about everything that goes into maintaining that property. And of course you have, you know, your standard things, you know, like maybe like if a water heater went out, you got to replace the water heater, or, you know, you got a leak on the floor, you got to replace some part of the flooring and stuff. But a lot of people don't realize that if you take care of cleaning what you already have, it can make it last a lot longer. And a lot of times when people hear that I do pressure washing, you know, they kind of have a normal image of me in their head with a pressure washer and a wand, you know, cleaning a sidewalk or something like that. And we do that. That's part of our business, but it's just a component of it. The majority of stuff that I do now is soft washing, which is, although we're using a pressure washer for that, it bumps the pressure down much lower, and it makes it safer for us to clean the exterior of home of the various homes. Because a lot of times, if you just use the full pressure of a pressure washer, you'll damage the siding and oftentimes void the warranty that you have on the siding of your house. So that's probably one of the major myths that people see that I do. Another thing that I think that people don't really understand about what I do is I do a lot more than just pressure washing. You know, I do gutter cleaning, clean outs. I do dryer vent cleaning. Also do some replacement services on dryer vents. Something I've noticed here a lot in the community is some of the older homes have more outdated dryer vent systems and often aren't code compliant, or they're causing more problems than they are solving for the homeowner. So I think the fact that people in general maybe may not think a lot about their home and the benefits of getting it taken care of, because for the most part, my services are reasonably affordable. And, you know, if you just pay me to come out once a year, you know, I think people will be very happy to see that their siding or whatever it is that I'm cleaning lasts tremendously longer than it does to their neighbors, if you know what I mean.
Well, that was good information. I appreciate you sharing that with us. Let's talk about you personally for a moment. What is it that you mentioned your wife? So what is it that y'all do for fun when you're not working on your business?
Oh man, you know, there are some times in my life where I would just like to turn the business off for a moment. But I do feel like I think you kind of have to, every chance you get, take an opportunity to work on your business. But that being said, you know, we go on vacations regularly. Try to spend more time together. We have a church we attend every weekend, and both of us have organizations we volunteer for, and that's really enjoyable for both of us, for sure.
Yeah, I kind of felt like that was an oxymoron, because you have two businesses you're taking care of, your work and then your work.
yeah, it's a unique situation, like, because I do pressure washing full time. Like, I mean, there's some weeks where I work 5-6 days a week, but I still can maintain my schedule at work just because of the flexibility it gives me. So I really do work two full-time jobs, but I enjoy it. I enjoy helping and making a difference. So
that's great. Getting a little bit more personal, can you describe one hardship or life challenge that you rose above and can now say, because of that, you're better or stronger for it?
Yeah. I grew up in Crossville, Tennessee, which is a little smaller town north of Chattanooga, off Interstate 40. And after my wife and I got married, we made the decision to move down to the Chattanooga area. And, you know, that was a tough change for me. I mean, I was excited for it, but it was a tough change. Not what I was used to. It was kind of more away from my family and going into a new city, trying to figure things out. So it was some tough years kind of building up to what we were now, but to what we are now. But I would definitely say that was one of the biggest challenges, moving cities. I mean, maybe it doesn't sound super hard to do, but for us it was. I mean, this was right before COVID. Because COVID really kicked off in, what, like 2020, I guess, like 2019. So we had only been here for like 6 months and struggled. Me working kind of in the healthcare emergency services field was really difficult because that became a whole issue, having to deal with all that and getting through that process. But I mean, I look back on it now and it's just like it was another time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is, I think, funny the way sometimes people look at it, but yeah, I would say that would be a challenge.
If somebody has never made that kind of move, you just don't understand. I was very young. I made a 500-mile move away from my family, and I understand what you're talking about.
Heck, we're only like 60, 70 miles away, but still, it was a lot, especially during that time, I think, really contributed.
No doubt. No doubt. If there's one thing that you could shout from the rooftop to our listeners to let them know about your business, your company, about Hickman Pro Wash, what would it be? I think I lost you, Eric. You froze up on me. Leave your message for 9. So, Eric, if there was one thing that you could just shout from the rooftop and let our listeners know about what you do, what would you tell them?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's a really good question. I'm thinking about it right now because our industry, you know, the exterior cleaning industry is a newer industry. And as a result, you know, a lot of customers don't really understand what we do and kind of the value we provide. There's also been in the past few years, a lot of new entrants where a lot of new service providers And as a result, in some ways, the total quality has gone down of the people who have provided the service. And so sometimes it's a little bit harder to find a company that you can really trust and depend on. And obviously, I would hope our customers are able to believe that they can depend on Hickman Pro Wash. But even if they call us up and they're like, you know, look, I don't think it's going to be a good fit, we're at least able to provide them with some good information to point them in the right direction, because there are some services I don't provide, just as there's other companies in Chattanooga that don't provide the services I provide. And I definitely know how to get a customer where they need to be. And I think that's what's really important. That's one of the things that we try to do at Hickman Pro Wash, other than just trying to sell you something. And the last thing is kind of touching on what we've already talked about. You know, I would really encourage homeowners to and business owners to invest in themselves and their property, because I don't. It's really an incredible feeling when we get to show up at a property and make it look really 10 times better. And you know, there's a value in it, and we're going to do the absolute best job we can. And if you may not see the value initially, you'll definitely be able to see it once we complete the services for you. And we're more than happy to explain that to any of our customers.
Sounds like a good slogan for you is, we make your property sparkle.
Well, we try. Yeah. You'd be surprised. It's fun to watch.
Well, tell our listeners about how they can reach out to you, contact you. If there's anywhere they can see, you know, pictures of your work or anything, just tell us about how to do all that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, I'm available just about everywhere. If you prefer to call me, that's fine. You can go to my website, hickmanprowash.com. Our phone number's there, 877-447-4707. That gets you in touch with me or one of my other teammates. And you can call us there. You can go to our website, submit an estimate if you'd like to include a little bit more information. Sometimes if you do that, we'll maybe have more of an idea of a good estimate for you before we give you a call back. And of course, you can search us on Facebook, Google, check out some of our reviews. But arguably, probably the best way is just go to our website, hickmanprowash.com. And we can get you connected with somebody and get you an estimate taken care of, generally on the phone. Some cases we have to come out to the property, but most of the time we can get you an estimate over the phone and take it to the next step.
All right. Well, it has been our pleasure to have you with us here today, Eric. It's been nice getting to know you and your business, and thanks for stopping by today.
Thank you so much, Scott. I really appreciate it.
It's our pleasure. To all you good neighbors of the Cleveland and the Chattanooga area, after meeting Eric and learning more about Eric's Hickman Pro Wash, we hope you'll take a moment to consider all they have to offer and remember them when you need or want the products and services that they provide. Before ending this episode, I would like to thank you all for taking the time out of your busy day to visit with us at the Good Neighbor Podcast. Always remember to support the locally owned and operated businesses in Cleveland and the greater Chattanooga area. This is Scott Howell with the Friends and Neighbors Group. Everyone go out and make this a remarkable day.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpcleveland.com. That's gnpcleveland.com. Or call 423-380-1984.